Blog Talk Radio.
With so much going on in this world, it's imperative that you stay tuned in to current events and your intuition, all while expanding your awareness. Talking with Tina holds space for you to call in for mini intuitive tarot and medium readings, learn about ways to raise your vibration, and stay in touch with the latest. Let's talk. Good evening. You are listening to, tuned into, a part of Talking with Tina. Thank you so much for joining and being here this evening. In case you don't know, our call-in number is 760-888-5700. 760-888-5700. We are here present and accounted for, courtesy of New Age Guild Blog Talk Radio. Y'all, this show is all about expanding our awareness, holding our space, figuring out what's going down and how we can address it. And our show, of course, will include tarot readings, talk a little bit about numerology, see what's shaken down with the numbers, what influence they may have on our life or just in general. And then we're going to talk about how to raise our vibration. Again, most importantly, how do we move ahead in this life, in this vessel that is our body, right? Ultimately, that's what it comes down to. How do we get back and connect to our soul, to our beingness, right? It almost feels like life is a distraction these days. And so we get to figure out how to maneuver around those distractions, stay connected to who and what we are, what we're becoming, and more importantly, what we're shedding and leaving behind. Now, I've got some great topics this evening. We're so close to Valentine's Day, and I know we all get hung up on that, or we can have a tendency to get hung up on it. So we're going to speak not necessarily on Valentine's because there's so much history, so much around it. Is it just a holiday? It's a Hallmark holiday. Is there really truth to it? And what are we taking and moving forward with, right? But we're going to talk about relationships. I've got a couple of questions that have come up repeatedly in readings, and I want to discuss them with you. One of the biggest ones is, I'm in a relationship. My partner or significant other doesn't seem as into it as me, but the connection is there. How do I deal with this? How do I get over it? What can I do? We're going to talk about that. Got some really good, juicy stuff for y'all to think on. Again, our call-in number is 760-888-5700. If y'all dig what you're hearing and you want to speak one-on-one with me, you can find out more about me at www.ihearotarot.com. Look me up on social media. Look up New Age Guild on social media, right? So easy, just click and like, and you're going to have and be exposed to so much more information and those that are willing to work and support with what you have going on. If you really want to reach out to me one-on-one, you can find me at 234-97-TAROT. And today, our numerology number is 3, right? So we're looking at 1 and 2. We're going to speak on 3, which is a pretty powerful number. Y'all, again, it feels like there's so much going on. It's a little chaotic. There's a lot of static, or there's not enough, right? So we're going to speak on that, what might be shaken down in our lives and our world. But, of course, one of my favorite parts is taking your calls and connecting with you. Laura, my love, I do believe we have you on standby. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Laura. Hi. Thanks for joining. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from New Jersey.
Oh, my dear. Well, thank you for joining. What's going on? What's on your mind?
Well, I'm looking for another contract. I have submitted for several and wondered if you see me getting any of the contracts that I've submitted for so far.
Okay. Is there one in particular that you're wondering about, or just in general for kind of like what your efforts are creating?
Well, there's one in the New Jersey area further north from where I live, and then there's another one in Maryland where I would work. I'll only have to be on site 2 days a week, and then I could work from home after that. So mm-hmm. I wondered if you see Maryland's contract or New Jersey or something else.
Okay. So, Laura, let's look at both of them. Let's look at Jersey and Maryland, and then we'll see what they want to say, and maybe we can expand on it after that, okay?
Okay.
Let's just see what influence might be around those. Jersey and Maryland. Let's see. Okay. So they're. I'm getting more energy on Maryland. That opportunity feels like there's growth there for you. There's definitely opportunity, and if you're not feeling it right now, it could definitely turn into something. With Jersey, it feels like it's going to take a little bit longer for things to come together. It almost feels like you're in a more of a waiting process for the Jersey opportunity. But let me see if one of them wants to look more likely than the other. Let's see. Does feel like, Laura, that Maryland will go a little bit further, as far as opportunity and what's there for you. I'm not sure if it's going to be the right fit for you, though, is what's coming up. And it might feel like it, or you're trying to put it together, or even they're trying to put it together, what the scope is, but I don't know if it's going to be the right fit for you. What did they say as far as when they're getting back, or have you even spoken with them yet? You're kind of waiting for the callback?
Yeah, I spoke with the agency today. So, but see, I'm on a contract right now in South Jersey that is going to be coming to a close in March. But I spoke with my boss yesterday, and I'm wondering, he said there's a potential for extension through June. Do you see that happening for me or no?
Let me see, an extension through June for this current project. Let me see. Tell you what, Laura, that does look pretty likely. Ooh, that looks very likely, actually, that there will be an extension through June, maybe even August.
Okay. That's good.
Not exactly
too.
What you want, though, right?
Well, I'm ready to move on, but at the same time, I'm kind of in a situation. I put a bid in on a home, and it was accepted. So I don't want to break in, income. So if I don't love the contract I'm on right now, but I'm grateful for the work so that I can continue on with the home and everything. So.
Yeah,
no,
and it does. Well, first of all, congratulations. That's a big deal. So congratulations on that accomplishment. I know you're kind of worried about that. You've worked hard at making it happen. So congratulations. It does. Yeah. I'll be candid with you. It does feel like, again, it's not ideal, and I can see it's not exactly what you want, but it will get you over the hump, and it will just give you a little bit more space and time to work through anything else that you need to. So it's almost like being in that place more comfortable that you know is going to allow you to focus and set some attention on other things. But I'll tell you what, my love, October is going to be a big month, and I know you're not asking about that because you're looking at this contract, but it does feel like by October of this year, which is not that far away, you're going to be really settled in with what you have going on and happy with what is going on. So not just being settled in, but happy with it. So just feels like a little more time for things to work themselves out. And like I said, I feel like it's almost more towards August where you'll still be working and transitioning into what you want to do. So just a little bit longer, but it's okay. It's not going to be time lost for you. It's going to be valuable in the long run.
Oh, great. Oh, wonderful. Thank you. I love that reading. That's great.
No, I'm really excited. And they keep saying the same thing, that there's just going to be a couple more things that you get to work out, and you'll be happy that it's worked out the way it does. So keep holding, my love. It looks pretty good. I know it's not ideal, but things look good and steady.
Oh, good. Thanks, Tina. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome, my love. Thank you so much for calling in and listening.
Take care. God bless.
You too. God bless you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, that is absolutely perfect for segueing into the number three, right? So here's the deal, y'all. We're going to speak a little bit on numerology. We're going to speak a little bit on tarot. Okay, so one thing, one word, one number, one anything doesn't define who and what you are. Right? It just doesn't. But with the numerology, there is an energy, a vibration, so to speak, around usually the numbers 1 through 11, but the primary numbers, right? It's almost like the energy and vibration of a Monday, maybe even a Monday morning, is not the same as the energy and the vibration of a Friday afternoon, right? It's just not, right? Or even Friday afternoon is not the same energy and vibration as a Saturday at 5, or even a Saturday at 11. So that's what numerology brings and can offer. And so when we see some of these numbers, which really can mean a lot to us, that's what we speak on when we talk about numerology. So 3 is all about your energy, passion, drive, desire, right? It's almost like you've crawled with 1, with 2 you're walking, and by 3 you're like, wow, where do I want to go? What do I want to do? And how can I do it? But you're still getting your feet under you, right? And so that's what 3 brings. And sometimes it can be really chaotic because we want to do something with it. We want to move with it, but we're not sure how to control it, how to harness it, how to put it in one direction, right? It's like we're already in February. We've already lost 30 plus days of the new year. And so that's where you can feel it. You're like, I know there's more out there. Something else is going to come along, but I don't know how and when, but you might be working towards it and working at it, which can be really frustrating. Like Laura, not exactly where I want to be, but it's not the worst place to be. And so we're kind of in that holding pattern, but we've got all this energy and desire, passion, and drive to move, to be somewhere, right? There's a lot of optimism in it too, and a lot of potential. So I want to tell you all this. Don't feel like you've got all these great ideas and no follow through. This is where it's at. This is when the ideas and the energy is percolating and it's coming together. So don't feel like you have to journal, if you have to talk about it, whatever works for you. But don't feel like it's a silly idea or it's something you can't accomplish. There is, you can. It's just a matter of putting it together, putting a direction, laser point direction on what your energy is and what you want to create. Right? So you may feel like you can't accomplish it because this is the first time you're going for it. So don't worry about it if it looks a little unhinged or if it looks a little incomplete, right? Because that's the way it's supposed to be. Y'all, our call-in number is 760-888-5700. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, an offer is 2020. I want to share with you, even though this is a January promotion, I'm going to offer it in February. 20 minutes for $20. That's $1 a minute reading, y'all. It is not too bad of a deal, so definitely take me up. You can reach out to me, text or call at 234-97-TAROT. We can figure out when to schedule your reading. Y'all, okay, let's talk about relationship. Let's talk about what happens when we're in one. And this could be 2 months in, 2 years in, maybe even 20 years in. Let's talk about when you feel like you want one thing, see one thing, and your partner, whether you started dating them or you're married to them, whatever the case may be, is not on the same page, not on the same plane as you. I've gotten a few readings now where one person knows what they want in the relationship. The partner comes back with, well, I don't want to be in this relationship right now because, or I'm in it to the best of my ability, or this is just how I respond, or this is how I handle things. It's not you, it's me. And that's a lot. That's a lot to hold and to be in a relationship with, and then to feel like you have to work with, right? So we're going to expand on what that looks like and how you can address it, because there's also your feelings. You feel this connection, you have this connection, or maybe in the beginning of the relationship, it was really fire passion, and that's kind of all of a sudden either turned off or it's weaned away from your relationship. And you're wondering what's going on, how can you fix it, how can you get back to where you were, and maybe what's going on in their life that either they're not sharing or it's so consuming that you can't connect with them. So you have this desire to connect. And again, it doesn't matter if it's 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years into this relationship. You felt this connection, you know it's there. You have this desire to be in this relationship, but they come back as less than. Maybe they're not texting you. Maybe they're not calling. Maybe they say they can't come see you this weekend, right? And a lot of the surfaces too, again, Valentine's, we put so much energy on this. And so I was talking to a couple friends of mine because this is perplexing, and sometimes the cards don't give us an exact answer. So I was wondering and considering sharing with my friends the same question because it's troublesome, because this happens. This happens even if it's not all the time in a relationship. It can be at points in the relationship where we feel like we want something and maybe our partner doesn't, or maybe we're just beginning to date someone and we want something and our partner doesn't. So we're going to expand on that because there's so much around this that we can talk about. Before we do expand, I do believe we have another caller on standby. Tamika, my love, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Oh, my love, thanks for calling in. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from New York, Long Island.
Oh, well, thank you for joining and staying up with us. What's on your mind?
Love is actually on my mind. I relate so much to what you were just talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
There's someone that I care a lot about. So we met like last August. We started seeing each other.
Okay.
We met while we were working at the same job. I have recently gone to a new job in November, and we still keep in contact. He knows how much I care about him, and I want him, and I feel like he wants me too, but I want us to be deeper. Like, I want us to be more of a real relationship, and I don't know if we're ever going to get there. I don't know if he cares about me in that kind of way, because he keeps coming around, and I, you know, don't reject him, but I just keep trying to emphasize, like, no, I want us to date. Like, I want us to have, like, something more romantic than this, you know? So I know his date of birth and everything. I believe in numerology and all of that, Chinese astrology. I know his name, date of birth, if you need it. But I, you know, I really care about him. I just was talking to him tonight. We were texting, and he just is like, oh, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. And I don't know if it's because he has all these fears or he'll just never get into a relationship with me because he doesn't care for me that way. But I really do care about him, and I would really love to just, you know, see what you see.
Yeah, okay, we can look at that, Tamika, my love. So are you, when I hear you say you care about him and you want a relationship, are we talking romantic, committed relationship?
Yeah. Because when we were seeing each other, it was more like just like casual, like hooking up type of thing, which I'm sure he was happy with. But he's also a good person, and I always felt a good, like a real strong connection with him. Like, he has a heart, you know, I could see him and me having potential.
Okay. And so right now you're kind of getting a little resistance and taking it to the next step from him. So you're just holding your spaces. Unless we're going in this direction, we're going to stay friends.
Yeah, like that. Like, I don't want to do the casual hookup thing anymore. I want him still just as much as he wants me, but I just don't want to play that game anymore. Like, I want to be more, have a more of a place with him, you know?
Yeah, yeah, definitely holding your space. Yeah, my love. So are you, you're wanting to see if there's potential there? Because I'm definitely getting that, or kind of wanting to see what his mindset is, or if it's ever going to turn into a romantic relationship, I think is what your ultimate question is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, because I want to get married and have two boys. Yeah, I love it. Okay, so let me think about this. We're just going to look at the potential for y'all to have a committed relationship. And I hear you want long-term. And when is his birthday, just the month and the day?
His birthday, the month is October, and the day is the 28th. I know everything, the year, everything.
Okay. So 11/28. Okay. So
October 28th.
All right, let me see. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. 28. So let me. Okay. So I'm going to be candid with you, my love. I do see the potential for relationship. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions so I can sort out whose energy is coming through. You are 100% open, not committed, and if you were to be in a relationship, you wouldn't have another relationship in the way, right?
Right.
Okay. So for him, I do see the interest and the desire there. Here's the thing. It feels like he has got something else that still creates a static for him, or this uncertainty that he needs to make peace with or cut ties with. And I can't tell, my love, if it's a person, if it's a mindset, if it's an idea, if it's some experience that he's just holding on to. But he's going to have to get past that in order to feel like I can be in a committed relationship with this gal and it's going to work out. But there's something that's sticking for him that he hasn't gotten past yet, which it feels like you're already sensing and you can see.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
But,
You said what?
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's a person or if it's his friend Michelle with her two children that he's so close with and close with her, this girl he used to work with, or maybe his wife, he said he was married at one point, or if it's something else. Like, I don't know what the situation, if it's one of those scenarios or if it's something else, I have no idea.
Yeah. And that's going to be, and the hard part for you is that's going to have to be his journey to work through. For you, I do see the relationship with him continuing, but you're going to have to keep holding your space. And that breakthrough is going to have to come from his end where he's like, ah, I'm tired of being here. I've got to move on. She's the gal I want to move on with, right? So I'm definitely not telling you to hang on. Keep holding your space. But it's going to have to be, he's got to lay it down. And it feels like it's old. It feels like it's something that's just not even serving him anymore. And it's more old habit, old mindset that he's just going to have to make peace with and get around the idea that not everything is the way he thinks it's going to be or the way it's been. So it almost feels like it's just more head noise and static, but sometimes that's the most tough to work around because you can't reason with, you know, him because he's not telling you how he feels.
Yeah, I'm concerned that he's never going to change and he's just going to be like, well, if you don't want to have a casual thing, then forget it. I guess we'll never be because, you know, we don't want a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you see him being like that?
Let me see. It does feel like he's going to, how do I say this? It does feel like he has been in the way of having what he wants and being able to manage it. It's going to get to the point where that's just not going to work for him anymore. Right. And he's almost feeling and realizing that he's settling and that he's losing out. So yes, he will be able to transition from this mindset. I do see that. Right. And he's very clear on what he wants. He wants someone that's grounded, connected, committed. Yeah, he knows what he wants. The hard part is him communicating it. So I do get, my love, that he can change that mindset. It's just going to take a little bit of time. And he's going to have to see the opportunity to be really worth it to do so.
Okay, should I stick around? Is it going to be me or it's going to take years to even come around?
Well, I was thinking that too. I wanted to expand on that, my love, but we do have a few more callers on standby. But listen, take me up on my 20 minutes for $20 promotion, my love, and we can expand on what might be around him and what options, because then we can look at those too and see what influences might be around what he's got going on or what he might be thinking.
Okay, are you available after the show?
Or yeah, shoot me a text. Yeah, shoot me a text, 234-97-TAROT, and then we can schedule a reading.
Okay, 234-97. Mm-hmm.
T as in Tom, A, R, O, T as in Tom.
Oh, okay. I'll send you a text right now.
Awesome. I'll look out for it, my love. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. All right, y'all. So this is where it's at, relationship, right? So you know what you want in the relationship. You know the direction you want to take, but it's not happening. So I was talking to a couple of friends of mine, and I said, where do we go with this? What do we do? Because not only do we come up with it in a casual, comfortable relationship or a marriage or someone that we're dating or maybe that we've been dating, right? And so she came back, this gal has wisdom, right? She came back and said, be careful about being unequally yoked in a relationship. Right. And this is actually coming from the Bible. So unfortunately, I can't give you a verse, but it speaks about being in a relationship where you're not on the same plane. You don't have the same direction, the same faith, the same vision, the same clarity on what you want. And as easy as that seems, right? Oh, I want the same thing. We want the same thing. That isn't always the case. So we almost always have to be mindful of being unequally yoked in a relationship. And when I say yoked, I mean like Y-O-L-K, right? We see oxen. And you have to steer together. You have to go in the same direction. You have to have faith in the direction that you're going and what you want to create. Otherwise, it just doesn't work. And then if it doesn't work, you're still tethered in this relationship, right? And if you're wanting to go one way and they're wanting to go another way, or they don't even see the way that you want to go, the relationship isn't going to work. We have to be mindful about being unequally yoked or maintaining balance in our relationship. And that's tough, y'all. It's not easy to know and have 100% faith that what you want is what your partner wants. And it's even more tough in this day and age when communication is by text or by messenger. But a lot's lost in that. And even you expressing your feelings can be lost in that. Right? So again, what you want and the vision you have, and I don't mean, you know, lay it down with an agenda when you meet someone, but you really have to stay connected and tuned in to what they're saying or what they're not saying. And then that turns into you holding your space for what it is you're willing to settle for or not settle for, right? Keeping in mind, too, it's not easy. You feel this connection. You have this experiences, right? So why can't you let go? Why can't you just let it be? That's the hard part, right? Another hard part. Why can't you let it be? Why can't you let it go? So maybe it's a matter of taking that energy that you're putting outward and putting it back inward and focusing on yourself, realigning with what it is you want first, because maybe that's what's out of alignment, right? What happens inward happens outside ourselves. So maybe that's where some of the chaos and indecision, maybe even lack of direction is coming from, right? And when I speak this, I speak it to myself as well. I'm on this journey with you. These experiences that I'm speaking about are also mine, and sometimes they're yours. That being said, y'all, our call-in number is 760-888-5700. If you like what you're hearing, you want to connect with me one-on-one, you can reach me at 234 TAROT. Take me up on my 20-minute for $20 promotion. That's a dollar a minute, y'all. Quite a deal. I do believe we have another caller on standby. My dear, are you there?
Hi, can you hear me?
I sure can. Who is this?
Oh, hi. My name is Soraya. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. It was breaking up a little bit. What's your name?
I'm sorry, Soraya.
Soraya?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my love. Thank you for calling in. Where are you calling in from?
Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut, my dear. Well, thanks for staying up with us. What's on your mind?
Oh, the topic. The topic of love.
Yes,
love has always been on my mind. Mm-hmm. Well, I will
expand a little bit on that.
Well, this is the first time I'm lost for words. Okay. So there is a guy who I'm interested in as a coworker,
mm-hmm.
and it started off as flirtatious. I notice when I stand next to him, the heat is amazing, you know, and I know he feels it too, but again, it's like that Houdini. There's no touching or anything involved. It's just a very strong light. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe it's my approach. You know, some men don't like when a woman approaches them. They rather
mm-hmm.
be the one to approach the woman. So I'm
mm-hmm.
not sure if me being too assertive was a turnoff, but again, it's
okay.
just a weird space to be in. Because I'm ended a 20-year relationship, and I know I'm working on myself, but I also, you know, feel flirtatious in the dating scene, that intimacy
mm-hmm.
with the physical, but, you know, just having an intimate conversation with men, you know, about
mm-hmm.
just life. You know what I mean?
Not mm-hmm.
necessarily,
I do.
You know, because I'm sorry, I'm through some things on my life level, and I thought this person, you know, who kind of, we seem issues eye to eye, and you know, I don't know. Again, when I would ask him about certain conversations, then he was shut down. So, again,
Are you wanting to know, my love, if there's anything still there with him, or if you should just kind of shift directions and let that be what it was, and then, you know, complete that? Is that
right.
what you're asking? Oh,
yes.
Okay. Yeah. So. Let's ask it your way. Let's just see. I know you're asking if it's what you did that might have turned him off, but I'll tell you, my love, you being you is all you can do. So,
that's it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And
no
I don't
apologies
be
for that, my love.
Exactly.
No apologies. Yeah. I'll tell you. Oh, my love. Oh, I'll tell you what. You. You're so connected to yourself. I know you're talking about reaching out and finding this connection with him. You are so tuned in to yourself and what you have to offer and what it is you want. That there's nothing wrong with that, right? And so you're almost kind of going through where you're not even shaking off the rust of who you are, but figuring out how powerful you are is the way it's coming through. So it's not that you're
mm-hmm.
kind of doing anything wrong. It's you're like, wow, you've gotten back on the bike, and now you're, you know, you're going in a different direction, and you're trying to get control again. But I'll tell you what, my love,
mm-hmm.
you, and here's the thing too, you've got
of
so much
myself.
Experience, you have so much to, mm-hmm. You're just now putting everything back out there again, and you're just having to like refine it again. So keep doing what you're doing. It's actually they're actually kind of your guides and angels and source, and they're kind of laughing with you because they're saying you just have so much that you've almost like been harboring or holding that now you're expressing
mm-hmm.
it again. It's all coming out at once and almost like a real force. And so you just have to harness that again, tap into it again. But my love, this relationship is and was what it was. And I'll be candid with you. It does look like you're going to have
a couple more of those that are coming your way where you're going to get to check out. Yeah, I know it's not exactly what you want to hear, my love, but the beauty is you can just let it go. Like, it served, and then when you're more refined, that person that's supposed to be there for you, that's going to connect with you and hold the same space that you're holding and match you, is going to be there. But you're kind of just having to get everything back under control again. But it's a good place to be, but that relationship is what it was supposed to be at this point.
I thought so. Yeah. I thought he was like a pick-me-upper, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He
well,
took
I'll
you
tell you, my love, well, that never hurts. And I'll tell you, my love, you've just got so much and here's the thing, too. People are going to be drawn, and you might know this already, but people are going to be drawn to you because you have so much to give. You have not only wisdom, you have energy, you have a lot, right? And people are drawn to you. And sometimes it doesn't
mm-hmm.
necessarily serve you because they're not returning it, and they're not filling your cup. You're
exactly.
emptying it. They're not filling
exactly.
it.
Exactly. See,
yeah.
I didn't want to say that. I didn't want to look
mm-hmm.
as though I'm looking for the return. But the word of God said his word would not come back to him void. That means that the words that we speak, we dare not avoid it because it will come back. So it's like,
mm-hmm.
how dare you try to fill my head up with sweet nothings with nothing to show. I need proof.
Yeah. And that's it.
And
that's
I'm not compromising.
My... Good.
Eartha Kitt
don't,
told me.
Don't
compromise.
Yeah, there's no value in that. There's no value in that. So, yeah, just know that too. Keep it in mind and hold your space, hold your boundaries like you are, and you know, let it be what it was, and you know, keep working on what you're working on. But yeah, you know, I'm not gonna say you're not losing anything because there's definitely value to that relationship. There always is, but it seems like it served its purpose for you, and you can keep moving ahead.
Thank you, love.
No, you're welcome, my love. Thank you so much for tuning in. You take care.
You too, love. Thank you.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is, you know, it's, I love Tarot for a number of reasons, but we all go through, it connects us. We all go through the same things. We all experience the same. That is just being in this human body, in this vessel, right, on this planet that we call Earth. Right? It's all about getting back to our soul, getting back to connecting. That's what we all want. That's what it all comes down to, right? Is coming together, trying to figure out how we can come together ultimately without anything in the way, without disguises, without negative energy. How do we get and connect, right? That's what we're looking for. And when we're talking about relationships, exactly this, knowing and holding and being real with ourselves. Maybe this relationship isn't really working, but maybe it is for now. The tough part is knowing when it doesn't work anymore. The tough part is not moving your boundaries, is not wiping down that line in the sand and pushing it out further or pushing it in further. Because ultimately, all we can control, all we can manage is ourselves, right? That's all we can really hold on to is ourselves, our belief, our lines, our boundaries. So again, it's not about being in an off-balance, unequal relationship just for the sake of being in a relationship. And if you are in one, maybe you get to spend that energy on you and building up that relationship. Oh my gosh, how scary is that? Ooh, I just got goosebumps. Telling me to be in a relationship with myself? Oh my gosh. That's some serious stuff. That's a challenge right there. You know, we talked a couple of weeks ago about journaling, just even taking a calendar and writing down quick thoughts or what we were doing, right? How we're moving ahead in this life. Almost imperceptibly. And by the end of the year, we're like, dang, you owned it, right? But how scary that is to keep tabs on ourselves. How scary that is to have a relationship with ourselves, right? And so we're talking about relationships. So I was talking to a friend of mine today about being in this relationship. right, where you don't feel connected or you feel unequal or you feel lost or you feel like it's slipping out of your hands or it's not what you created or it's not the way it was, right? So what do you do? How do you address that when your heart is telling you, I still feel, I'm still connected, I still want to be in this relationship, but maybe they don't. Maybe they're not showing up the way they used to show up. What does this mean? How do I handle this? Right? Fair questions. And I was talking to a friend of mine, and she came back, of course. She came back with a great response to it. Very much about being accountable. I'm going to expand on what the response was specifically, but very much about being accountable. Very much about it all being our action versus theirs, versus giving away our power. We're going to talk about what that answer was. But before we do, I do believe we have another caller on standby. My dear, are you there?
Hi, yes, I am.
My love, thank you for holding on. What's your name?
This is Victoria.
Victoria, my love, thank you. Where are you calling in from?
Connecticut.
Yeah, my love. Well, thank you for calling. What's going on? What's on your mind?
So I've talked to you before about the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to see what you're picking up on as far as the last couple days with the guy that I've been dating. I spoke with you about how I sent him a package
mm-hmm.
in the mail, and he should have gotten it yesterday. And
mm-hmm.
I still haven't heard from him. And I just wanted to see if you're picking up anything new or anything around that. Like, I'm first of all wondering, did he get that package in the
mm-hmm.
mail from me? And, like, why
mm-hmm.
he didn't reach out to me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's look at that, my love. Thanks for calling in. I was kind of wondering what was going on, so I'm glad to hear from you. Let me think about how we can ask this. Let me just lay down a couple of cards first and I can share with you what's coming through. Okay. So I do get that he got the package. I do see that. And I
mm-hmm.
do get that it landed with him. And it did put – here's the plus and the minus, right? Because he gets kind of heady and he goes inward. And so now it's put him in a place, instead of just reaching out and saying, hey, thanks, got it, which is what we would say to a complete stranger, he is now thinking about where this is going and what – almost like he has to have an answer before he can come to you and tell you thank you, because it's going to lead into something else is the way he's seeing it. And so he's at this place right now where he's like, okay, what do I want? What do I want to create? And then can I work on this with her? And is she open to it? So he's still in that 50-50 place, but he doesn't have a direct answer for you. So I'm going to call it hiding out until he either figures out how to say it or figures out how to not be able to say it and just work through it with you. Do you follow?
Right. Because, you know, like we had said, I had texted him prior, you know,
mm-hmm.
about asking about getting together. So it's almost like it's hard to just say thank you about the package, but then not acknowledge
oh, right.
anything else that was said. So
right,
that's
yes.
kind of what
no,
it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But there's truth mm-hmm. to that, because there is more to be said than thank you. I'll catch up with you later. There is more, because there just is.
Yeah.
So, And that way, it has caused him to keep thinking about it. But on the flip side, again, he doesn't have a direct answer or a direction, so he's not responding still.
How do you think he, like, kind of felt about getting it, though?
I do get that he felt good about it. He found value in it. And, again, it perked him up, too. Wow, where can this go? This can be something. And I don't want to say it renewed his hope, because that makes it sound like he lost his faith in the relationship. But again, the further
mm-hmm.
and further he goes out, and that's also the reality, and he's very much that way, realist, the further and further the relationship goes that he hasn't spoken to you, the more and more effort it's going to take to get back to that space. So he almost talks himself out of it right when he talks himself into it.
talks himself out of it, as in, like,
as
not
in, oh,
wanting
so
to be.
Long. Yeah, each day that goes by, oh, it's been so long, and I got this package, but now I haven't said thank you, and now it's been a week since I haven't said thank you, for example. And then he keeps going on and talks himself out of it instead of just saying whatever he would say. Then that's where it's just heady,
yeah,
because you can't respond to it because he's not communicating.
Yeah.
He's just talking to himself.
Yeah. So do you think if I send, because like I said, I think I'm at a point where I need to send another
mm-hmm.
text to him
mm-hmm.
like, from my heart and just let him know like how uncomfortable I am with this
mm-hmm.
and like how I want to give him space, but this is just
mm-hmm.
like too much. Like, you know, I want to be able to, he needs to deal with his own stuff, but that doesn't mean he should have to ignore me. So like, if this is, you know, how it's going to be, then I can't be with him. And, you
right.
know, hopefully that would make him feel like, well, I want to be with her. So maybe I need to like step up a little bit. Like
now is the time. Yeah. Now is a good time for you to, yeah, definitely. There's no reason why not to communicate how you feel. And my love, if it does cause some conflict for him, that might be enough for him to respond and finally say something. And just getting that response and that discomfort for him is going to be enough to move y'all one way or the other. So yes, now is a good time. And yes, if that creates enough discomfort for him that he responds, that's even better, because you're getting a response and communicating.
Yeah.
And then you can see where it goes. But he, yeah, it is definitely a good time to reestablish what you're feeling.
Do you think it'll be like a positive response from him? Like, will he be like, okay, yeah, you know, I do want this?
I'm getting it two ways, my love, and I know we can catch up offline and schedule another reading, but to answer your question right now, I do get that it's going to cause some conflict and it's going to create him reestablishing or wanting to either figure out where are we. And maybe it's casually dating, maybe it's not boyfriend-girlfriend. I don't know if y'all got to that point. But I do see that it's going to be enough to open up a dialogue with him, and he's going to want to, in some form, figure this out or refigure it out. So I don't get it being negative. I don't get it being
okay.
negative, because you're holding your space anyway. So and it does
mm-hmm.
feel like it's going to be enough for him to respond. And it's not like you're poking him and it's painful. It's just, okay, now it's time to respond.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, my love. I will talk to you soon. Thanks for calling
in.
All
right. Thanks. Yep. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. So perfect segue, y'all, to talk about, again, when we're in this relationship, we feel this connection. And again, maybe you're dating 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years. Maybe you're married 20 years. Maybe you're committed 20 years. Whatever that looks like for you, right? When you're in this relationship and you feel like you're the one pulling, you feel like you're the one giving, you feel like you're the one sacrificing, right? And I was talking to a friend of mine, and I said, wow, what do you think about this? What do you do? Because we go through this no matter what and where in relationships. So I'm not just speaking to people that are in the dating scene. This is to everyone in a relationship. And this can even be just a friendship, right? Maybe it's a relationship with yourself, right? But where do we go? How do we handle this when we have such a connection, such heartache? And it's difficult for us to let go. And we keep giving and trying and one more time and texting and no response and calling and no reply. Maybe we're sending gifts. Maybe we're doing something else special for this person. More giving, more offering. So what do we do? And so the responsible aspect never came to mind. But I'm going to tell y'all. And it's kind of like, wow, I don't know where to go with this. Because, again, it's more responsibility and accountability. Before I forget, y'all, if you're digging what you're hearing, you want to catch up with me one-on-one, 234-97-TAROT. Take me up on my 20 minutes for $20 promo. That's a buck a minute, y'all. I'm not the fastest at math, but that is a dollar a minute for 2020, extending it from January promo. So what do we do when we're in this relationship? we feel like we're the one doing, giving, providing. We feel like it's a little lopsided, but it's tough for us to want to give up on the relationship. So above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. I'm going to say that one more time, y'all. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. That's Proverbs 4:23. That is pretty heavy, responsible, accountable, all on me to guard, protect. Because how I feel after, how I see things, how I process things is coming not from their heart, but from my very own. We have to be so careful with to whom we give or to what we give our hearts, our love. That doesn't mean be heartless and apathetic, but that does mean holding your space, right? Because that's how you recharge, how you process, how you rejuvenate. And that was like the most solid response that I've gotten, because I ponder this question and I talk to so many people. We look at the cards and we ask in so many different ways, what do we do when we can't let go? And Proverbs goes back and says, you've got to guard your own heart, because that's from where everything comes and goes. And that's tough. We don't go into relationships thinking, I'm going to guard my space and I'm going to guard my heart. But when we get to this place where negativity or static or hurt is creeping into our lives, it is so difficult for us to turn around and look at how we're responsible for that. And ultimately, we are. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Proverbs 4:23. Yeah, that one's pretty solid. I do believe we have another caller on standby. My dear, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Tina. This is Regina.
Hi. Regina, my love, thanks for calling in. Where are you calling in from?
Georgia.
Georgia, my dear. What's on your mind?
I guess I'm going to stick with the topic as well. Love.
Let's do it.
Yeah, because I know I call you about career, and I'm just like, I'm just going to leave that alone for now. So I took a break from seeing two guys around the same time, maybe, but that's been like almost 3 months now. So I'm ready to get back in the swing of things, and I just want to see what Spirit is looking into as far as love life. Somebody significant or a stepping stone. I mean, just something, you know. I miss the company.
Yeah, of course. And so, Regina, my love, I hear you saying also that you're complete with those relationships and you're wanting something new and different, and that is going to enhance your life.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, let's just get we're going to high level, just see what they want to say when you get back, like you said, into the swing of things. What this looks like for you. Okay, so I'm going to be candid with you, my love. I'm going to flip a couple more cards. But what's already coming up for you is you come through as really tenacious and devoted to what you want to create, whether that's work or anything in your life in general. You are just like, I see it, I want it, I'm going to get it. That's just the way it goes with you, right? And so the hard part for you is going to be breaking away from that approach or mindset and just letting things be a little more casual and open and free-flowing. Do you follow?
Yes.
Okay. And so if you find yourself sometimes like working really hard, like career-wise or whatever else is coming into your world that you're trying to create, it's going to be a little more tough for you to just be in relationship and let it be what it is versus, okay, where is this going? What do I want to do with it? What's it going to look like in two years? Do you follow?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that being said, let me see what the cards say. So, I'll tell you what. Oh, okay. Wow. Are you at all in, I know you're asking about career, right? And are you in transition right now? Or are you still kind of feeling like you're in transition right now?
As far as in love or as in my career?
Career.
I am, because I'm still looking for that that stable job. No more, contract job. So, I'm still in that transitioning. Yes.
Okay. I get that. The reason I asked is because you're asking about romantic relationships, and your cards are like, okay, well, let's talk about career. And sometimes that's the way spirit works, right? They're like, nope, let's talk about something else because that's what's really at hand. But I will tell you what, you didn't ask about career, but I do see that looking pretty good for you and you being able to overcome some of the obstacles that are in your way. And I know you're looking for something stable and it's not a contract. That looks like it's going to come together for you. Interestingly enough, mm-hmm. after all that completes, the Lover's card comes up for you. There's 78 cards in the deck, Regina. You pull the Lover's card after career settles. So usually I don't like to read time into cards because the way time is, it's not linear, it's vertical. So it's what happens versus time before it happens. But in your case, you're pretty tenacious about getting work and career dialed in and set, and then you're going to have that space for a romantic relationship. So it might feel like even though you're dating, you're going to go back and put your energy into career because that's what you want to create, and that's okay. Because they're saying that's going to surface for you first. And then literally around the same time, romantic relationship is going to surface for you. And I'll be honest with you, Regina, I don't see that you're going to be dabbling in relationship or dating a whole lot. I see that you find committed relationship pretty soon.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
So it is. It's like I said, it's really rare the cards are like bam, bam, bam. But in your case, they're like, this is what's going to happen. And it's that time things start to kind of iron themselves out for you because you've been kind of going with the flow for a while and it feels like it's about time for everything to like solidify career and then relationship. Oh. So this looks pretty good, Milo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks pretty good. Keep doing what you're doing. Stay focused. You're so clear on what you want and it's not like you're asking for anything over the top. And you just got to keep your eye on what it is you're looking for so you see it when it finally surfaces because there's a lot going on for you. So keep doing what you're doing, my love. Lover's card, that is super solid, ultimately. So I do see that there for you, and I do see career there for you, too.
Okay, that's awesome, Dan. Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah.
You're welcome, my love. And listen, call me and pick me up on my 20 minutes for $20 promotion because you've got some really intriguing cards. You've got a Wheel of Fortune in here. You've got a Lover's card and Eight of Pentacles. So there's a lot of
wow.
shit that's going on, but it's good stuff. Yeah, these are really solid, my love.
Yes.
So if you can, catch up with me and we can expand on that.
I definitely will.
Thank you
so much, Tina. You too.
You're welcome, my love.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Thanks. Bye. Yeah, don't forget, don't hesitate to take me up on my 20 minutes for $20 offer, right? I'm going to be honest with you. My regular rate is like $3 a minute. Well, it is $3 a minute, right? And $1 a minute is not a bad deal. And we get to speak one-on-one. I'm going to speak a little bit on what tarot is, right? 78 cards in the deck. Y'all, these cards have been around since the 1500s. They're originally created designed for royalty as a game, right? It wasn't until years and years and years and years later, decades later, centuries later, that a certain organization got their hands on these cards and said, let's input and create and add the symbolism that represents this. And a lot of fear went into the cards after that because of the symbolism or because of the unknowing or because of the privacy and the messages that the common folk thought were coming from these cards. I'm not here to tell you your future. I'm not here to tell you what numbers to pick for the lotto. The cards are just another way to gain insight into what you already know, which is your own intuition. So we get to look at different aspects that come through. I'm not here to judge. I share with you what's coming through intuitively for me. It's yours to take and process. It's yours to know, and it's yours to process. I'm just here to support you along the way, and I love doing it. So 234-97-TAROT is my number. You can shoot me a text, give me a call. we can schedule a reading one-on-one so we can speak openly, beer off if we want to. So I want to leave you with the ultimate answer to what do we do, how do we process when we're in a relationship and we feel like it's lopsided or we feel like we want more or different than what our partner does. Proverbs 4:23. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Oh, my gosh, back to taking responsibility. And it doesn't mean just because you're in this relationship, you can't shift and turn around, rephrase, reorganize, reset your boundaries, because you absolutely can. And maybe it is time to focus and reconnect with yourself instead of putting that energy outward. Bringing it back to source, bringing it back to you, reconnecting to self. Ooh, that is scary, right? I'm going to close with this last thing, which I thought was interesting. If you imagine an ear, right? When you put two ears side by side, it looks like a heart. And interestingly enough, the word ear is in the middle of the word heart. So the ear is the way to the heart. And you'll think on this. If someone's heart matters to you or your heart matters to them, listening is required and then action follows. So be open to that. Be open to the fact that if your heart matters to someone or vice versa, the action is going to follow because they hear what you have to say. Yeah, our time is complete. Thank you so much for joining. I will be back next week sending my love and special Valentine's hugs and kisses to you. Tune in next week, same time, same call and number. Until then, take care. Love you so much. Have a good week.